What's going on? Welcome to Ales and Strange Tales. We are your hosts,
Chris Moyers
and Dan Stickney. This is a new podcast where we crack open a beer or two and share our listeners' tales and experiences of the supernatural, paranormal, and just plain weird. Plus, we'll feature local folklore, interviews, and our own stories and adventures. So sit back, pour yourself a drink, and dive into the strange with us.
Welcome back to Ales and Strange Tales, Episode 7. We finally made it to Episode 7.
Episode 7.
What do you think about that, Dan? Are you excited?
Lucky number 7, man.
Lucky number 7. You guys might not be lucky with this number 7. I wrote out my whole story here, and then I just erased it like a fucking idiot. Wrote the whole thing out, took about an hour, and then I'm going to exit it out. It should ask to save. I was doing it on a notepad on my cheap little laptop. Nope. Didn't ask me shit. Close the whole thing out. It's all gone. So I'm going off the top of my head on this one. I haven't done this yet.
You better get it right.
I better get it right. Or I'm going to have to redo it or something. We'll see how it goes.
Somebody's going
to
be mad that you didn't tell the story right.
Yeah. Well, these people don't want to be named, so they want to be anonymous on this story, which I don't understand why. Maybe they just don't like us, Dan. What do you think?
Maybe.
Anyway, the story I have is from a couple that we know. We're buddies with them. They want to be anonymous, so I will call them Tiberius and Helga.
Tiberius.
Tiberius, yeah. He seems like a Tiberius when you look at his face.
Whatever that looks like.
You guys won't know what that looks like because he is anonymous. Anyway, Daniel, what do you have for us today?
We got an email from a listener.
Oh, a listener finally listened to what I've been saying these past 6 podcasts. Someone sent it in.
Yeah, we're getting through to them.
We're getting something.
It's kind of a long story. I'm going to go through the whole thing, I believe, because it's some creepy, really creepy stuff. Some conjuring, some, I would say, some demonic things going on.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Tiberius and Helga sent me some stuff about an old man that's just creeping around a house. And some other things. There's a witch tower that's involved. This is later on in the story. That's fucking creepy. Hopefully I remember all the ins and outs on that.
Yeah.
And another portion from another house that Helga used to live in. Should we present the beers? I'll go first. I have Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. It's out of Lexington, Kentucky. They were established in 1999. It's an 8.2% ale.
That stuff's pretty good, too.
It's good. I think I've had this at the burger joint by our house.
Crusade.
Crusade Burger.
On tap over there.
Yeah, on tap out of Yorkville. It was only like $12.99 for this, though. It's pretty good for a bourbon ale like this.
For what is it, 8.2?
8.2%.
You'd think they'd be selling like 14 to 16 bucks or something.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
What a time to drink an 8.2% when I'm freeballing off the top of my head a fucking story.
Right.
So that's scary. What do you got, Dan?
Dude, I swear my 6-pack cost $12.
You got Blue Moon, though,
Blue
right?
Moon Haze.
Moon Haze. I never had that.
Yeah, I didn't even know it existed. Hazy, juicy, pale ale. It tastes pretty good. They say it's brewed with dried whole oranges.
That is a
definitely
great
got
selling
orangey,
point.
It's not overwhelming, but it's got that orangey taste to it.
I'm probably going to steal one of those from you.
5.7. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it looks good. I've had Blue Moon, and they serve that with like a slice of orange in the bars,
too.
Yeah,
that ain't bad, you know. They're it's refreshing good. In the summer. This
in
would
the
be
summer,
too.
It's really good, yeah. Well, like Dan said, he's got a long-ass story. If it's not too long, we might touch on some strange news that we found.
Right.
We got some pretty good excerpts. If we don't have time, we'll give that next week. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll have another guest next week.
Yeah, it might be possible.
We got 3 people begging to be on the podcast. They are so excited.
Yeah.
But we'll have to pick and choose who's the lucky winner on who gets to go next. And this is the 7th episode. I think we're doing 10, right?
Yeah, so we got 3 more.
7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, we got 3 more.
1, 2, 3.
We'll probably do 1 or 2 of those guests at least, and then have one more, because we still have a couple of stories that we got to get out there before the end of the season. But let's stop fucking around. Let's start with the stories.
You go first.
I'll go first. Free balling it here. Now, like I said, they want to stay anonymous, so I'll call them Helga and Tiberius. I got all these stories through Tiberius. We've been friends with him longer, so I talk to him more. Anyway, let's get started. These stories all come from Germany, the northern part of Germany. Now, it starts with Helga and her sisters and her aunt and things like that. And then some of this is when Tiberius met her later on and they came back, because they live in the States now, to visit family in Germany. Anyway, the first house, she grew up in this house. Her grandparents lived in Poland during World War II. As soon as the war ended, they relocated, I guess, back to Germany, northern Germany. They got this house. And at some point, they gave it to their son, which is Helga's father. And that's where Helga and her sisters grew up for a portion of their childhood. Anyway, this house, I guess, is haunted by an old man.
Oh.
Like I said, old men scare the shit out of me.
Right, yeah.
You twos. And now they have a couple experiences with this. Like I said, it's the aunt, the three sisters, and Tiberius. So we'll start when they were younger. Now, they lived in upstairs. They all shared a room or two rooms up there. I forget what it was. But they'd see an old man. They'd see an old man walking up the stairs at
night.
This
is when they were younger, right?
This is when they were younger.
Sorry, I missed that.
They see an old man walking up the stairs. Then they go upstairs. No one's there. They see an old man out of the corner of their eye. Then they look there. He's not there. And then sometimes they'd even hear the old man whispering to himself.
Oh, wow.
And they have no idea who it is. It must have been someone that used to live there, but they don't know who it was. It wasn't a grandparent. I think the grandparents did witness some things there, too, but they didn't get a lot of stories from them about it. But one really spooky incident happened when they're a bit older. They were moved out. And the sister was staying there. Helga's sister was staying at her dad's house for one reason or another, sleeping up in their old bedroom. All of a sudden, she wakes up to something pulling her leg.
Oh, shit.
And I guess they assume it's the old man.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how hard the old man was pulling her leg, but enough to wake her up, kind of pulled her down to bed a little bit, I guess.
Wow.
Woke up, turned the lights on, nothing's there.
Yeah.
So she just chalks up to the old man.
That would freak me the fuck out.
And now, take a couple... A year or two later, I think, Helga was staying there by herself. I think the dad might have been downstairs in his bedroom sleeping. But out of nowhere, she hears pots and pans clinking, clanking, falling around everywhere, hitting the ground. It's the loudest noise you can imagine from pots and pans. Flies downstairs. Everything is where it should be. Pots and pans are hanging where they were in the cupboards. Nothing to signify what would be making the noise that she heard. So that's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
And then I guess the dad doesn't want to admit it, or he doesn't hear it or see anything, but he says, it's not haunted. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Maybe he just, yeah.
Doesn't want to admit it because he's living there by himself. I'd probably be the same way. Like,
me
I'm
too.
Just, you heard something, but it wasn't a spirit. Now we'll fast forward to when Helga meets Tiberius. Now, they were living in the United States at this time. They came back to visit. Now, Helga has a friend that Tiberius isn't fond of, so he stayed back. They were out that night. He was sleeping upstairs. Now, if you ever met Tiberius, you'd understand why this old man did this. I'm assuming it's the old man that did it. He wakes up to something flicking him right between his eyes. Hard enough to wake him up out of a dead sleep.
Yeah.
Wakes up, like everyone else, turns the lights on. No one's there. So this old man was sick of Tiberius's shit pretty quickly and wanted to let him know that. And now fast forward even further. Now Tiberius and Helga have a son now. We'll call him Scotty. Now this was probably about a year ago this happened. Now Helga and her father go out shopping, grocery shopping, whatever. Tiberius and Scotty stay back. They're upstairs just fucking off. He's just babysitting. Now it's been a while, so he assumes Helga and her father come back home. He hears the door open. He hears people walking down there, so he comes down there to greet them, see if they need help. No one's down there.
No way.
He calls for him. He's looking around. No one's in the house. No one came to the house. No one's there. So Tiberius gets freaked out, as one would.
Yeah.
Gets Scotty, and they decide to have a picnic under a tree until people get back home because he says, "Fuck this.
Yeah.
I'm done with this house." And yeah. To be honest with you, I've been in this house. I'm good friends with these people. I visited Germany about 2 years ago. I was up there. Nothing happened. I didn't sleep over there, but
yeah.
I was there at night, and I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything, but if I was alone at night, that might change. You
right.
never know.
Kind of sounds like there's residual hauntings, but also...
some poltergeist activity.
Yeah, or something like that.
Like, he
yeah.
was touched, Tiberius, and the sister, Helga's sister, was yanked on the leg, so...
Right.
Isn't that poltergeist activity? If you're actually getting touched or they're knocking things down?
Or intelligent spirits.
Something.
It may not be poltergeist, but it could be.
Yeah,
because you
could
still
be.
Have. Don't you have? You said something else about Helga's room or something.
That was another house.
Oh, that was another house.
Now, okay, that brings me to the other portion of this. Now, Helga and her sisters and father lived in a house before this. So, before he inherited the house from his parents, he bought a house when he moved out. And this is by the railroad tracks. It's in a secluded field out by some railroad tracks because he used to work for the railroad company. His job was like to flip the lever, you know, to switch the tracks so trains can go different directions.
Important job.
Important job. So he had to be on site constantly. So he just bought a house right there. Anyway, the history of this house is during World War II, they used to hide the Jews in a closet upstairs.
Oh, wow. That's a little,
So it's bad vibes already.
Yeah.
You know. And that just so happens to be the closet that was attached to Helga's room.
Oh.
And imagine being a little girl. I don't know if she knew the story then. A little girl and they're hiding Jews in there. That's fucking scary because, you know, they're... They're scared, you know. Who knows?
The energy from that time period.
It's a bad energy. Even if they weren't bad people, it's a bad energy.
Right.
You know. Anyway, she was a little girl, younger than the previous houses when she grew up in the very beginning. She had a beauty stand, you know, with a mirror.
Yeah.
And a little table you put your makeup on. You put your perfume bottles in there and everything. She had that right next to her bed. One night, she was trying to go to sleep. Beauty stand right next to her bed. One by one, she heard each makeup bottle and perfume bottle get knocked down. Dunk, dunk. I think there was 12 or 13, she said, on there.
Wow.
Each one knocked down. Well, once again, turn the lights on, look around. No one's there. Her
she
sisters
no
were in a different room. As far as I know, no animals. They never touched on that, but if she saw a cat in there, she might assume that's a cat, but
she probably wouldn't even
shit in there. And seeing how that closet has a weird history, that's pretty fucked up. So what's really kind of sad about this story is every night since then, when back when she lived there, the little girl had to knock down her own makeup and perfume bottles so she wouldn't hear it at night.
Oh, wow.
Because that would creep the shit out of you.
Yeah.
So she would have to do that so she gets some sleep, I guess, or without being freaked out by hearing it get knocked
down. Well, then what if the ghosts just started throwing the fucking bottles across the room?
That, or they're set up when she wakes up. They'd just be fucking with her quite a bit at that point.
And it's time to move out.
Now, am I missing anything from those that I told you about? Because there's one last portion I got to hit, the witch tower.
Yeah, that's what I was going to bring.
That's the last part, right? Now, these houses that I just talked about, they weren't too far away. One was in one town, one was in the next town, I think 15, 20 minutes away. Now, 10 minutes away from the first house that I touched on, I did ride a bike with Tiberius right next to this thing. It does give you creepy vibes. It's a, they call it the old witch tower. It's a big, round, old brick tower. And now what used to happen here back in the olden days when people were trying to persecute women for being witches, which is crazy.
Yeah.
They used to put them up in this tower as they awaited trial. I guess it happened more than once, but one woman that was accused of being a witch was held up there. Somehow she died. I don't know how. I wasn't given the information how. Maybe she killed herself. Maybe someone killed her. Maybe she just died. I don't know. But ever since then, this tower has been known to be haunted. I don't know the exact stories about that. But one weird thing to know is people in the area take it upon themselves to commit suicide in that.
Oh, wow.
Like,
really?
In that area, like right next to it. I don't know if they do it inside the tower or like right outside of it.
You can go in this tower?
I think you can. Yeah. I wasn't able to because me and Tiberius were riding bikes by it like early in the morning. Very brisk morning.
Okay.
But the year I was there visiting, I think this was 2018, some guy did kill himself right outside the tower.
That's terrible.
So it happened more than once. So that's some crazy information on that tower. But I think that's all I have from Tiberius.
Or if there's like a curse or something.
Helga.
From
could be a curse.
Yeah.
But I think I touched on everything from Tiberius and Helga. Thank you very much for your stories.
You guys.
Thanks for submitting them. Once again, that was off the top of my head because I erased everything because I'm an idiot.
It was pretty good.
But I think I touched on everything at least. Anyway, now we're going to hit to one of our treasured listeners that actually sent us some stuff. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
Did she give a name of any kind?
Nina.
Nina. Thank you very much,
Location
Nina.
Unknown.
Which makes it more mysterious. I like that.
But, man, there's some pretty crazy stuff in this story. So I'll begin. The house I grew up in was haunted. My father in the late 60s or early 70s saw an apparition and other weird things would happen. It was my grandparents' home, and my father, brother, and I moved in when my mom decided she wanted a divorce. Little things would happen here and there, like the feeling of being watched, walking around in my room seeing shadows. One night, I remember waking up terrified. I looked around the room, and sitting in a chair was this hideous, decaying looking woman. Her eyes were pure white and her hair was a fiery red. She motioned me to come to her. I remember her having long fingernails, and when she motioned me to come to her, it was like a weird movement. Like, the only way I can describe was how actors would move in an old picture from film.
That's creepy. Yeah, like the silent films in the 20s or something.
Okay, yeah. I wasn't sure what she was talking about there.
I'm thinking like Nosferatu or something.
Oh, yeah, you know, maybe something like that.
Fucking walking all spooky.
Okay. The air was thick. The last thing I recalled was my head hitting the pillow. I woke the next day just thinking about it. I told my cousin, who was religious, and she said a prayer outside the front of the house. I got sick afterwards and believed it was a retaliation from this thing. I couldn't swallow, so I refused to eat. My grandma noticed I was getting thinner and not eating. She prayed and sprinkled holy water on me. I was able to eat.
That helped? Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good that she's eating now, you know. Fast forward, when I was 15 years old, I started to get involved with witchcraft and occult stuff. Maybe not the greatest idea.
Especially after that type of shit.
Yeah, happening. Well, you're going to do that? Well, maybe I guess she's curious now. I don't know. I was always into the paranormal. I had many books that had spells in it, and one book had summoning spells. My dad also bought me a spirit board.
Her dad actually bought her one. Yeah. A lot of dads wouldn't
My
be
dad
doing
would
that.
Never even yeah. think about it. I had to make my own.
Yeah, you got to make your own shit. Yeah.
That's just crazy. It was a big no-no in the house. My grandparents were very religious. I thought it was a great idea to try it out in the house. She said, hey.
Bet she regrets it after we hear what the hell happened.
I used it, but nothing happened, so I continued to practice spells. At the time, my cousin would come over and play it too. Well, a couple nights later, something woke me up with growling in my ear. I couldn't move, but can feel a presence there. This happened every night at the same time.
Every night? Does it say how long that shit happened for? Holy Toledo.
No way. I did get the courage to open my eyes once, and standing by my bed, a black hooded shadow figure was there just watching me.
Fuck that. That's
this is,
crazy.
You know, you're playing with Ouija boards and conjuring and
some jackass to come fucking with you.
Summoning spells, what do you expect to happen? But after a while, I decided to move across the street. My aunt and cousin lived across the street from us.
I'll be moving across the fucking country.
Yeah,
anyway.
Getting out of that town. I thought it would go away and stop. No, it followed me there. The same thing would happen. Something would growl in my ear to wake me up, and I couldn't move. I eventually decided to sleep on the floor in my aunt's room for a couple nights. Well, directly across from her room was the room that was my bedroom when I lived there. I felt like something was watching me the whole time, and I know it was pissed at me. One night, when I slept in my room at my aunt's house, I was woken up and was not able to move, and when I opened my eyes, I saw two eyes staring down at me. It was glowing with slit-like cat eyes.
And she doesn't have a cat, I'm assuming?
Yeah. The only thing I was thinking of, well, possible sleep paralysis. I think we may have touched that.
Oh, we touched on it, yeah.
Yeah, where you, like, can't move and you all of a sudden seeing this
and
crazy
seeing
shit.
Some crazy shit, yeah.
Yeah, but she's also, you know, fucking with...
She's fucking with some shit.
So, I started to babysit during the week for my aunt, who lives in the town right next to us, and started to sleep over there. Monday through Friday, I was happy to stay someplace out, still thinking it was not going to follow me, but it did. The first night when I was trying to fall asleep in the guest bedroom, there was a light above the bed that you had to touch and it would dim on the first touch, second touch be bright, and third touch would turn off the light. Well, when I was laying in bed, the light started to act nuts and went on and off, on and off. I noticed the air got thick, so I ran out of the room. But when I closed the door behind, I had to park all quietly in the hallway because I didn't want to wake my little cousins up. When I passed his room, I heard whispering come from it. I assumed it was my cousin talking to himself, so I just tried to listen to what he was saying, but I couldn't understand it. I fell asleep in the living room, and in the morning I told my aunt that I think my cousin was up. And she told me he wasn't in his room last night, but was sleeping with her and my uncle the whole night.
What the hell?
Yeah. I realized that this thing was going to follow me everywhere I go, so I decided to move back to my grandparents' home when I wasn't working. One night over there, I was woken up with the growling and not being able to move. My foot was sticking out of the covers. It was summertime. You know, you got to cool off the feet.
If there's fucking growling happening ever, my feet are under the covers, yeah. Sealed in like a burrito, man.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Something with sharp nails touched my foot. That's why. There you go. Yeah.
That's exactly why.
Another night, I slept downstairs because it was the coolest area in my home. I was woken up because I heard footsteps running down the stairs. I thought it was my father, but realized my father and brother went to a camping trip for the weekend. Not being able to move, standing in the doorway was this half-man, half-goat creature.
Half-goat creature?
Yeah. This is some serious shit.
Completely.
This is some serious shit. It kept on disappearing and reappearing until it got next to the sofa. It told me to go upstairs and that my grandmother wanted me. I ran upstairs and went to where my grandma was, and she was sleeping. A few days later, my grandmother told me she was having reoccurring dreams about me signing a book with the devil.
Oh, that's never good.
Yeah. The activity started to get worse. I would take naps during the day to catch up on my sleep because I was not sleeping at night well. The thing would appear during the day. I was taking a nap and I opened my eyes because I felt a presence, and standing by my bed was a thing pretending to be my grandfather.
That is really fucking scary. Yeah. Pretending to be the grandfather.
This woman is...
This is the wildest shit we've been through so far.
I know, like, she's gone through some crazy shit. Its eyes was full of hate, and it was very animalistic, the way it was standing, not human-like. One Saturday, my other cousin was sleeping over, and I told her about this summoning book, and we did one of the spells. Well, something turned off the fan, and we heard walking around in the room where I had to plug the fan back in. It sounded like something with hooves.
With hooves? That coincides with this goat motherfucker walking around.
That's scary as fuck. Eventually, this thing started to wake me up and talk to me. It told me it was going to kill my family and then me.
Like, so he's a jag-off, like I said. I knew that from
he's a jag-off.
Right from the beginning.
That was my last straw, and I decided to get rid of the board and the book.
Last straw would be, I see a fucking orb. That might be a piece of dust. I'd be done with this shit.
After the first haunting, I probably would have stopped. I threw it in the garbage. That night, I was woken up with a thing telling me it was going to come back. When I got older, I got married and moved out. Periodically, I would have dreams about the half man and half goat. Some of the dreams were disgusting. A few years later, we bought a 2-bedroom condo, and things were peaceful. When I became 30, I got pregnant with my first child. Second trimester, I would sometimes sleep downstairs on the sofa because my back would hurt. That night, I was woken up, and I couldn't move. I could hear something jumping onto the banister and jumped on the couch where I was sleeping. It touched my stomach. Yeah.
And she's pregnant? Holy fuck.
I woke up scared thinking it hurt my baby, but my baby was okay. When my son was born, he would sleep in his bassinet by my bed. One night, I was laying in bed watching TV, and my son was in his bassinet. I noticed my TV was blacking out. I looked up, and walking in front of the TV was the black hooded shadow figure.
That son of a bitch is back.
Yep. And it went into the wall. I was petrified because I now have a baby. One night my son was sleeping in his crib and I had the baby monitor. I was woken up with something laughing on the baby monitor that he was going to choke to death. This is insane.
Yeah, it's a little crazier than my cousin's story,
this
man.
This is like movie shit.
Yeah, this is...
I ran into his room and his blanket was wrapped around his head. When my son was... Well, that was it. But when my son was...
That's all she wrote about that?
Yeah, she continues on this.
That was the end of your son getting murdered by some...
Well, yeah, I thought I was expecting more. Sorry. When my son was two, he would wave to someone outside and no one was there. I went to his room one morning and my son had this cover on his head and was growling at something in his room. He looked like he was scared and seeing something. Things here and there would happen, but nothing like happened when I was 15. I do believe the thing is dormant.
I hope it's dormant after all that shit.
Jeez. Like, she has experienced, like, insane amount.
And not once did she say she's going to sleep in a Walmart parking lot.
Yeah. What the fuck? Oh, Jesus. Like, well, when you summon things. And
yes.
That's with Ouija boards. You open up door and... gives them they could follow you.
That's why
they're following her everywhere.
They're in now.
This isn't like a ghost that is like died in the house and is trapped in the house.
It's just haunting the house.
When
exactly.
You summon shit, they can follow you. You know,
yeah,
from
like
what I hear.
Paranormal
anyway.
Activity 1. They moved to a house and
there's
it's
no
still there.
Don't
fuck with shit.
Don't fuck with Ouija
Even
boards.
Even though
if you're,
we're gonna be fucking with shit probably in the next couple episodes.
I think this should be one of the episodes we should do a Ouija.
We'll do it at someone else's house or somewhere else, not at our houses.
Yeah, not my house.
But we'll do it with permission from this person or wherever the hell we go.
Because we want the content from it.
Yeah. For you guys. Maybe after we get haunted, you'll send us some of your shit and we got more stories. We'll see.
But yeah, that was a lot to take in there.
Yeah, Nina, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
If there's any updates on that and you're listening to the podcast, still let us know. We'd be glad to put it out there for everybody. And what a ride that was.
Yeah.
I think that's the longest story we've done. That was a marathon go for you, Dan. Holy shit.
Yeah.
After 1,000 edits, it's going to sound really good for you guys. But yeah, we don't have time for strange news, unfortunately. We'll save those for a future episode. But yeah, we're right at ending time here.
Perfect time.
We don't have a sponsor this week. I'm not sure why, but we'll get some.
Yeah, what's the deal?
And, I think we're going to do 10 episodes this season. So, what do we got? 3 more. Might be a couple of guests. Might even have an investigation. We got to work that out.
Yeah, possibly.
And we did discuss on the Pat's, Dan's brother's guest hosting podcast that we might go to Congress Hotel or something.
Oh,
Chicago.
Yeah, like I just... Yeah.
That'd be a good one to do during the winter, unless we want to go...
Sitting inside.
Die outside in some woods or whatever the fuck.
But that's supposed to be a pretty haunted hotel.
Yeah, it is. Are we allowed to, do illegal activities and record them and then not get arrested for it by going to cemeteries?
You can walk
night?
Down the hallways and shit and record
I'm talking
shit.
About if we, go to a place that's closed at night and we just, jump a fence. Like, if we film it, that's evidence to...
That is illegal.
That is illegal. Don't do it. We're highly professional people here, guys.
Yeah.
Leave it to the professionals. Anyway, we'll figure out if we can get arrested or not before we do it or before we release it, hypothetically.
Sure.
Anyways, that's a good one, man. I can't believe how long that one went. That was a great story. We don't even know who the hell she is, so that's even better.
Just Nina, and that was a very intense story.
Very intense. Anyway, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week. This is Chris and Dan. Thanking you once again for tuning in. Cheers.
Cheers.